escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, an epic Super Bowl for an epic season.
Wow, that was great. What a moment.
It's weird because, look, most of the time of year, this time of year, we are spending a lot of time looking at football kind of through abstract lenses, and you're getting ready for your favorite team to get their way back. By the way, we're only, what, 10 days away from a football game being played? Hall of Fame game is July 31st.
An NFL football game?
Yeah, because flag football was big this weekend. It seemed like it was a lot of fun. They should have done it on Thursday after the All-Star game, but that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm. So we got an NFL game coming, and we've got an NFL Players Association in chaos. Last week, we brought everybody the story about Lloyd Howell, and then followed that day after day as it kept getting worse and uglier and worse, and then he resigned.
Yeah, he resigned because they found out that he was using union money to go to strip clubs. He resigned because it became apparent that he's not really pro-labor. And I guess that was one of the things that convinced some folks that he should be their guy, because he knows how to walk the walk and talk the talk of the owners, which I still think is a strange way to think about trying to have someone be a union boss. It's very, very weird. And then you add on to that, you add J.C. Treader, who had been the NFL Players Association chief strategy officer, and there's more than enough evidence of him trying to suppress salaries of players. The fact that he would go out here publicly and bleep on players in front of microphones and whatnot, and this is one of the guys that's the head of your leadership?
This is insane. This is the part. Like, this dude within the Players Association, the former NFL PA president who has served as the chief strategy officer for the union since October, has bailed. And his quotes are so angry and weird. And you're the one who's letting us know and letting me know, Lawrence, what? That this is because he was kind of doing the union dirty from the inside, and it's basically been outed. So now he's coming on extra strong and kind of mean and weird on the way out.
Yeah, it felt like between the two guys, you had the wrong dynamic of what's supposed to be an association that is there to protect players. That's there and protecting players and moving players forward. Someone who is going to actually go to bat for them against the owners who have the upper hand in most of these negotiations. The fact that you had a guy think about that. Think about if you were inside of a union,
mm-hmm,
and the guy who's been leading the union has been out here like, you know, that Spiegel guy, he does not deserve what he is making, and I would be surprised if anyone gave him an opportunity to make more money than that. Like, that's crazy.
Spiegel guy.
That's crazy.
They didn't go on to say that. for the record.
No,
because I don't make enough money for them to be upset.
No, he did not do that. It's just, I'm glad that we are in a space where he understands, or at least knows that it's not a good look. He said was it Jonathan Joseph, right? CBS Sports?
Jonathan Jones, yes.
Jonathan Jones, sorry. Jonathan Joseph was an actual player, like inside the PA. I think what I realized this morning when I woke up after finally getting more than like 2 hours of sleep is that I fell in love with the idea of what this place could be. And over the last 6 weeks, I've realized what this place is and the delta between those two things. On the other hand, Treader and Howe, this is the Jones writing this, Treader and Howe were both casual about letting the membership know what they were doing in all cases, and particularly regarding the ruling in the owner's guaranteed salaries case heard 5 months ago. These guys were not doing the job of representing the players.
No.
Period.
They were not. Treader said, over the last couple days, it has gotten very, very hard for my family. That's something I can't deal with. So the short bullet points are, I have no interest in being executive director. I have no interest in being considered. I've let the committee know that. But then he goes on. He just kept going.
Yes, he did.
I'm not resigning because what I've been accused of is true. I'm not resigning in disgrace. I'm resigning because this has gone too far for me and my family. I've sucked it up for 6 weeks. I felt like I've been kind of left in the wind taking shots for the organization. I woke up, and I'm going to be dying on this effing sword forever. I'll never be able to do what's best for me, and I'll always pick what's best for the organization. What's the organization done for me? Like, nothing. I've been a bullet shield for 6 weeks for them, where everything that's been controversial, it all dumps on me, and I've had nothing to effing do with it. And that's when I was like, I'm done taking bullets on stuff I wasn't a part of and did not do. What the hell is going on?
I got some bad news for J.C. Treader. That job actually is partly you being a shield, you taking crap, because you're supposed to be the person who's out front on all of this stuff. You think Roger Goodell isn't out here taking shots and hasn't been taking shots since he's been commissioner of the league?
This is the life you've chosen.
This is the life that you've chosen, and it's just ugly, and I'm glad that the process of this has allowed for players to kind of wake up and be more engaged. Like we heard from a lot of veterans, some retired guys, you know, that was one of the things that I thought was fascinating. Like guys like J.J. Watt are looking around going, wait, what are y'all over here doing? What is happening here? You know, that Chris Long is on his podcast, the Green Light podcast, going, guys, this is not how it's supposed to work. We're supposed to be working together, and we're supposed to be working at a particular aim.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really – I love Dominique Foxworth's podcast. Him and Charlie Kravitz do a great job on that podcast. And Dominique has been a leader of both the NFLPA and worked at the NBAPA. And we found out during this episode that apparently, he had made it through the first threshold of the NHLPA conversation when they were looking for someone to head up their union. He is, I would imagine, on the short list of people to be the interim president of the NFLPA, because it would be kind of plug and play. This is a guy who understands all of this stuff. I was listening to the podcast today, and there's a couple things that I wanted to share with you about it, Speaks, so that you can kind of understand, because I think this is the right way that you need to look at it. Dominique is very steeped in the union, in the Players Association, and he came up under Gene Upshaw, and he talked about, you know, Gene dying and how big of a deal that was for the rest of the guys to kind of carry on his legacy. And he said that now is bad, but it was really bad back then.
I have been in a situation where things felt bleaker.
Really?
Yeah. Gene died a week before the start of the
season. Gene Upshaw.
Yeah. Gene Upshaw, the man I mentioned in the off top, I think it was 25 years, was the leader of the Players Association, was the leader for the biggest gains, leader across strikes, leader when he got free agency, leader for the pension. He is like the seminal figure in the history of the NFLPA.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We were prepping for what we knew was going to be a lockout. The information about the league hiding the damage that we were doing to our brains had just started to come out. Mm-hmm. Gene Upshaw, if you've ever seen his helmet, it's ridiculous. He had one helmet for his entire career. It had like holes in it and tape on it. It's crazy. Gene Upshaw was preparing us for this fight as he had many other in the past. And then he died. And I was one of the vice presidents on the executive committee at this time. And the season was going to start in a couple of days. And so all that happened. And the one guy who had... like really the only executive director like we really had who had been through all that for the previous 25 years died. So like, yeah, that was a dark moment.
It was a dark moment, but Upshaw's leadership led to an exponential gain in salary and in a split with ownership. And by the end of Upshaw's reign as the executive director of the NFLPA, because he had been there so long, there were people like, well, wait, what's the deal? Is he for us? Even though what he did is he raised the level of pay and safety concerns for everyone involved. Then we go to D. Smith, and there, this is when D. Smith took over, I was still covering the league on a daily basis. And I know that there are people that didn't really dig D. Smith's vibe, but what I always respected about him is he was willing to fight the owners tooth and nail. He was willing to make himself look like an idiot sometimes to fight them tooth and nail. And I knew that he had an impact because of journalists that I would listen talk to about him and what they would say. People who I knew covering the NFL, and whenever you brought up DeMaurice Smith's name, how they'd be like, oh, that guy, I'm not sure he even belongs in the room with the guys. And I'm like, that's interesting that you say that. Why do you say that? Because you're being a mouthpiece for the owners, and this is what the owners have told you. They'll want to get strong leadership out of those rooms so that they can get a bigger slice of the pie. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that there have been people that have stood in the way of that. And there was something else that Dominique said that I thought was really, really important. And this can go for not just the NFLPA. This goes for a lot of different things. A lot of us have imposter syndrome when we step into some of these places. Dominique says that he may have had a little bit of it, but then after being in the room, he figured out that he shouldn't.
The reason why sometimes I think we misunderstand, I got to word this properly. Before, I said I wanted to remind the players that they aren't smarter than us. And the reason why I think sometimes we fall into that trap is because we believe, and it's not just us as players, I think general population, why we fall into the trap of believing that the next really successful politician or next really successful business person is going to be the great politician that pulls us out of whatever issues we have. Like, the reason why we all are susceptible to that trap, I believe, is because some of us haven't actually been in those rooms. Mm-hmm. And I know that there is no sleight of hand or slick tongue that's going to trick them into giving you something that they don't want to give you. No one's ever talked someone into giving them power that they wanted to manage. Like, it is taken. And the reason why you asking a question about anything other than work stoppages is because that like raises a red flag in my head, is because ultimately that's where we end up.
Yeah.
Anything that you want, it's going to end up there. Your perception that you are going to get it any other way is silly.
Really?
Maybe, yes.
There's no, so that's just always the trump card, that you guys provide a single service that's worth all this money for TV deals, all this stuff, revenue stuff. And the move is, if we withhold our labor, that's our only bargaining chip.
I think that we got free agency through decertifying the union in a lawsuit. That is one way to go about it. But that relies on other people. Mm-hmm. That relies on judges, which is something that we don't control. That relies on lawyers making cases. That relies on a lot of different circumstances. And like, I'll use football as the analogy. You can have an incredible playbook, but ultimately a huge part of football is physicality. You won't take it out. And that's what I mean. So, of course, there are other ways to get gains. But if they say no, if the courts say no, if the fans turn on you, if the owners say, nah, you can't have that, we'll go somewhere else. The bottom line is that at the end of the day, they have to believe that you are willing to sacrifice more than they are willing to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And for them to believe that, it has to be true. It has to be true. You can't trick them. You can't fake it. That's all.
Look, there are going to be a lot of good, well-meaning candidates for this job. I hope that Dominique is taken seriously as a candidate if he wants to do it, because he has the right approach to it and passion. He kept talking about engagement and that he's super excited that players right now are engaged in this story in a way that in between CBAs, we're 5 years out from a CBA conversation again, right? So the fact that there are players that are engaged now is important. Now, let me tell you part of the reason, Speaks, that the players got engaged. It's because Pablo Torre was like, guys, this is wrong. Now, I know that there's been a lot of people who have a little bit of Pablo Torre fatigue. Then Mike Florio jumped on it, and he threw it out there. Mike's a lawyer. He's gone through all of the CBA stuff. And then Don Vannata took it over. He and Kalen Kaler, you want to talk about really strong sports journalism. The four people that I mentioned, and there are countless others, but the four people that I mentioned, those four people affected change because they stayed with the idea of, that doesn't look right, let's do some reporting on it. Mm-hmm. They found the corruption and then they followed up. And then when it got to people like Chris Long and it got to people like JJ Watt, they were like, wait, what? What the hell is going on with the Players Association? This is ridiculous. It mushroomed. And that's where, to me, this is... it's a story of figuring out, one, union leadership and what unions should actually be about in a time where unions themselves are being crushed under the weight of all sorts of stuff. And then it's good journalism on top of it that helps to push the ball past the goal line here by the people that I mentioned.
Well, I hope that the journalism will, you know, shine a light on the situation with the union, and then the union can get the help that it really needs from some strong people so they don't get railroaded at every turn, which it seems like they do. The NFL are gangsters in Armani suits, you know, just like just rifling their way through anybody they need to. And they're really good and really smooth because they know they've got this incredibly powerful entity that we cannot resist.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.